Welcome to Partnership Plus, your go-to source for modern partnership wisdom with your host, Phil Hayes St. Clair.
Hi, it's Phil, and today we're going to cover the 10 things you can do to help make International Women's Day a thing of the past. If you tune in regularly to Partnerships Plus, you know that I talk about business and enterprise partnerships. I share the practical frameworks and strategies that are specifically designed to help you grow your business. And from time to time, I also talk about a different type of partnership. And what I'm referring to is how we, both as men and women, partner better together on women's health. Today, this episode airs on International Women's Day. And what I'm going to walk through is a practical, non-exhaustive list of the actions you can take to help make International Women's Day a thing of the past. And that's because International Women's Day is actually about women's health every day. And the women I'm talking about is your partner, your mother, your grandmother, your daughter, your aunt, your niece, a colleague, a friend, and the girl you just saw cross the road. Each action in this list contributes to a sense of ownership, belonging, safety, economic empowerment and resilience, and the greatest gift of all. It's for girls and women to be fully involved in solving the world's most pressing problems. In other words, these actions disproportionately improve the health of a woman. Now, you can pick one or pick all 10 from the list below, but the point here is to be in motion on the journey to improve women's health. So let's get into it. In no particular order, number one, pay women an appropriate speaking fee to contribute to your event. When you ask someone to come and join you at an event, don't just think that exposure is enough. Pay them a reasonable speaker's fee. Number two, surprise the right candidate by paying them more than what was previously advertised. It might be a small amount, it might be a significant amount, but the payback will surprise you. Number three, when making a pay rise, know that it helps raise the bar for that person's next role inside or outside your organization. In other words, a pay rise is a step in an employment and an empowerment journey. Number four, when reviewing a workplace policy, ask this question: is this doing enough to support women at different stages in their career? Number five, learn about the one life change that affects all women, but affects them all very differently. Can you guess what it is? That's right, it's perimenopause and menopause. And we'll talk about that in a bit more detail shortly. Before we get to number six, I have a question for you. Do you know the best kept secret in business? It's having on-demand access to resources to help you grow a thriving team culture and to help you manage those tricky HR issues when they come up. The team at Making Work Absolutely Human, or MWA, have got you covered. Isn't that a great name? The team at MWA provide advice to create incredible cultures at the world's most iconic brands. But they also help people like you and me with a simple online membership to actionable resources, downloadable guides, and advice to help you navigate any tricky topic when it comes to people and culture. I don't know about you, but I do just feel better knowing that someone has my back when it comes to hiring great talent, building a great workplace culture, and having to face into those inevitable circumstances when you have to let people go. Now, people that subscribe to Partnership Plus, which is people like you, get $25 off MWA's annual knowledge-based membership. If you're a small, medium, or large business owner, this offer is for you. See the show notes for full details. Okay, let's get back to the 10 actions that you can take to make International Women's Day a thing of the past. Number six is to be motivated by a genuine fear of missing important perspectives. Now, look around the room. Are there enough women at the table? Now, number seven is to take a meaningful and accessible stand against gender-based violence. Have the uncomfortable conversation with your team about how you would respond to reports of domestic violence, sexual assault, and harassment. Number eight, add a talent metric called number of people participating in paid parental leave and add it to all company scorecards. When this is updated each month, ask one question: how are these people who are on paid parental leave being kept up to date with our work while they're on leave? Number nine, build a muscle that starts to address language that is condescending or demeaning to women by firmly asking, is that appropriate? In most circumstances, when that question is asked in that way, the people that were saying what they were saying will often stop, pause, and realize what's just gone on. And number 10, acknowledge and build on interesting ideas presented by women. There is no advantage whatsoever in hijacking their idea and making it your own. Now, with those 10 actions said, I want to say something to every woman who is here today. You shouldn't have to keep repeating yourself about all the things that aren't working well. But along with a great many men, I'm keen to learn about what else can be done to make International Women's Day a thing of the past. There's a link in the show notes to my email address. Please email me with your additional thoughts, reflections, and suggestions. I'm really excited to hear them. Now, you've heard these 10 actions, and you might need to revisit them again in the future. So go ahead and bookmark this episode. But what happens now? Well, it's time to learn more about perimenopause and menopause. Wait a second, did you just hear a 40-something-year-old white guy say, time to learn about perimenopause and menopause? Well, yes, you did. And there's an episode which will help you do that learning in less than 10 minutes, and it's linked in the show notes. It is the most valuable 10 minutes you can invest in your partnership with the women in your life. And finally, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for acting. This video and every one that's linked to it is important to try and move the needle on women's health and ultimately make International Women's Day a thing of the past. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to the end of this episode of Partnership Plus. If you like what you heard, you can share this episode via text message. And if you'd like to build your business partnership muscle, my free weekly newsletter called Wednesday Partnership will help you do just that. You'll find a link in the show notes. Finally, I'm big on encouragement and love to see people be in motion towards their ambitions. So if you know someone who might be struggling, reach out to them with a quick message of encouragement. It could change their life. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode.